Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day. Today is Saturday. Saturday, August the 4th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to jump into one of the most mind-blowing things that I encounter every day. It's difficult to wrap my brain around double speak and double think. So we need to understand, we don't need to, but it is imperative for the members of the life management system and for people in general, because I've talked to people who don't understand why their life is not unfolding the way that they would like it to unfold. So everybody has good hearts but do bad things, so to speak, a lot of people. So we got to break down the whole idea of understanding the lies that light the way to our demise. Double speak and double think is one of the most profound psychological anomalies that I've ever encountered. So today we want to break down, especially from a religious perspective, because really the religious double think and the religious double speak is really what I want to not necessarily focus on, but talk about, because sensitivity equals poverty. Security equals poverty. And most religious beliefs equals poverty. Now, I don't know. I could be the Lone Ranger. There is a slight possibility that I just happened to select and I just happened to be involved in and just have happened to see or experienced religious double talk and double think. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who have experienced going in and heard a message preached about the prosperity of the gospel or about God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and yet everybody that's in that environment with this great almighty God is a pauper. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me where I've seen messages of great power preached about the healing modalities or the healing power of the word of God, and everybody is sick. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm concerned. And I'm not concerned because I already know the answer to the question, which is why I'm doing today's show. But I don't want to make sure that you stop. Stop playing and stop doing the double think, because it's causing you to double speak, which causes you then to continue the loop of double think or double thought, which leads to double speak, which distorts and obscures and reverses the meaning of words so that your cure becomes your curse. Double speak is the fact that you're cursing your own self because you're speaking something that you don't believe. Now, if you don't want to lose weight, well, don't say you want to lose weight. But what does that mean in English? See, like last night I was talking with a group of young men, you know, everybody under the age of 18 for the most part. And what the pastor said, you know, the pastor is my wife's father. We haven't really seen eye to eye. It kind of reminds me of my son-in-law, my daughter's husband. Yeah, we don't, you know, he don't really like me, brother. He don't like me very much because when my daughter has a question, especially in the beginning, but back in the day, my daughter had a question, she would call me. I'm her dad. Well, you know, he's like, I'm the man. Why are you calling your daddy? So when my wife had a question, she would call her father. And I was like, I'm the man. Why are you calling your daddy? So men, you know, we like to be the, you know, the rulers of our castle. That's why I tell all women, if you married and you listen to me, don't go back and tell your husband, Master Teacher 33 said. Don't go tell your husband, Dr. Will said, because that's the kiss of death. Your husband, he's going to shake his head and say, okay, yeah, baby, that's great. But he will have a healthy disdain for me. And I don't want your man looking at me sideways. So if I tell you some great shizness, like I'm going to adopt some great knowledge, you know, just tell your husband you read it in a book. I saw it on the video. Because if you tell him you got it from another man, that's going to create a little disdain. And vice versa. And that happens a lot. That's why I recommend couples, you know, do the counseling and join the life management system together. That's where both parties are growing at the same time. There's no double think. There's no double speak. So double speak and double think, let's break this down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God and not the word of will. Double talk is a way of talking that is nonsense. It's a way of talking where you give the appearance of knowledge, but all you do is create confusion or amusement. It's the ability to amuse or confuse, because amuse and confuse is pretty much the same thing. But doublethink is gibberish. It's gobbledygook, is that what they call it. Now, most Reverend Dr. Bishops engage in double speak. Now, they don't know, but if you're preaching to me a method of faith, while you're living a life of security, that's double speak. You see, security is the father, the same way sensitivity, again, emotional sensitivity, creates scarcity. It's the ability to understand, however, why there is this sense of sensitivity or this desire for security. Now, I don't know about you. I like security. When I was in the military, I had security. When I was in the military, I knew every 2 weeks, come rain or shine, I was going to get paid. Regardless of how great I performed in my job, I was getting a check. So I was very secure. So how much research, how much planning, how much energy, how much animation was in my body when I was in the military? Now, I had more than most, but I still didn't have it. And security equals poverty. Because what is security? Satisfaction is the father of ignorance. So double speaking means you speaking one thing while living another. That's double speak. Now, that comes from double think. So you got to think it before you speak it. And then you speak it, you think it. So it's a vicious cycle. Think, speak, and then you speak it, and then it manifests into your life. So you bring about what you speak about. So many people are speaking certain things that is opposite of what they're thinking. And so that is a serious problem. Because, you see, double speak and double thinking is holding two opposing images in the brain. Now, the reason why double speak is so dangerous is because when you analyze double speak, what you are really, really breaking down is a distorted reality. It is pretended. It is fake communication. Now, this happens a lot in church. It's saying one thing while actually holding another thing. Now, whatever you hold in the brain will eventually manifest in the hands, unless the underlying thought is a double thought. That's called a double think. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So a lot of people, you have a thought in the brain, but you have not examined the unconscious thought. So you got two different thoughts. Now, this is extremely important because, see, double thinking proceeds speaking. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And so when you double think, you double speak. You don't even know it. See, double think is the power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one brain simultaneously and accepting both as true. God can heal, but I got a disease. God is a God of wealth, but I'm poor. Now, brothers, sisters, again, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm the only one. So last night I'm in, doing this conference or talking with these young men, and I'm expressing, exposing, expanding to them the importance of not engaging in this activity because that's the frequently repeated emotionally charged pattern-making system that they see. They come to church because all of the young men have a problem with what they see because they're sending mixed messages. Now, some of the men, young men in the meeting last night, like my little stepson, Alec, they're 12 years old. If a 12-year-old child can see that your dog don't hunt, but you say it does, but you can't see it, we need to talk. Now, children, the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes, let the word be established. So children, it just rolls off their tongue. That's why I like talking to children, because they're going to tell you straight up, you fake. A child, children can see, now they learn how to filter themselves after hanging out with us adults. But most kids, if you ask them the truth, they're going to tell you the truth. You whack. Now, when they get a little older, like my kids, they're like, Dad, we love you, all that, yeah. But when they get by themselves, see, they got their own little private chat, and then they tell themselves how they really think. And our kids do that. So you might want to be engaged. You might want to find out how kids really think. That lets you know if you engaged in doublethink. So to know and not do, that's doublethink. There's a lot of doublethinkers. But why? Remember, you got to ask that why question 7 times to get the root. It's like the whole white privilege thing. Right, that one thing I saw on Facebook where a guy lines up a bunch of people, they're getting ready to run a race, and then he makes certain statements. And at the end, he said, okay, if you've ever experienced, you know, somebody, you know, following you in a grocery store because you have been suspected of shoplifting, take a step back. If you've ever been pulled over late at night for driving while black, take a step back. And he goes on. And so what he's showing them is what is called white privilege. And people a lot of them don't understand the black plight or our concerns. Why? They don't think like we do because they haven't experienced or they haven't been spoken to like we have. So they have an advantage, most of them. It's called white privilege. Now, most white people don't even know that there is such a thing called white privilege because they don't understand the psychological effects of black slavery. Now, are they supposed to? Well, I don't know. To know, now if you know there's such a thing as white privilege, okay, that's different. But to know and not to know, to know and not to know. How do you know something but don't know it? To be conscious of a, I'm going to use the word complete fact or truth, why telling yourself carefully constructed lies, that's a double think. Let me give an example. A double think is, now, I know, I got facts, I got evidence, my body tells me, I know processed white sugar is not good for you. I don't believe it. I don't ponder it. I don't hope. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, based upon the research and everything that I've read and experienced when I engage in a lot of it, there's an extra tube that shows up around my waist. It's called fat. Now, I didn't read about that in the book. I didn't hear it preached. I experienced it in my life. So I know. I don't believe it. I know it. I know. However, I carefully construct a certain thought pattern in my brain that makes it okay to satisfy the taste buds on my tongue at the expense of the communication of my cells. And I tell myself, okay, no problem, self. We can hit the gym. We can get that treadmill, man, you know, crank it up a little bit, give an extra 30 minutes, and, you know, we're going to burn it off. So that's the carefully constructed lie that I tell myself to ignore the truth of the double think that I have in my brain. Because my brain is thinking, but I got to think something that is counter, that it is the ability. Now, this is why this is so dangerous. Let me make sure you understand. Double think means that you are holding two contradictory beliefs inside of one brain simultaneously. One doesn't come in and the other leaves and the other one doesn't come in. No, they both bear at the exact same time. You know and you accept both of them. That is double think. Double think is when you know something is and you know something is but you hold both beliefs. That's double think. Now, let me make sure you understand because this is really dangerous. So you mean to tell me, I was talking about my sister this morning. We was, you know, kind of joking around, but it's true. If we go to church, and we do, you know, or at least we were raised in the church environment, and I see people come in and they believe, and again, no disrespect to nobody, man. I know there are certain things where especially from a health perspective, you could have been born with an element. You know, you could have, you know, got something, you know, something could have happened. You could have had a car accident. There's a lot of things that happen that result in certain health issues. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, the stuff that I'm engaged in and what I do, which is simply if you eat processed sugar over a long period of time, you could put yourself in a position where you become pre-diabetic diabetic. Dr. Arlene Spann, which will be I'll be interviewing her next weekend, next Saturday. And she's known as the Diabetes Assassin. She's also going to be speaking at the event. So thank you, Dr. Spann, for joining us. She's going to be speaking at the event, Dallas, Texas, really Oak Cliff, which is, again, South Dallas, basically. And we're going to be she'll be speaking there. And one of the topics is hopefully she'll be sharing her book, which is called Sweat. And in that book she talks about some of the things that put you in a position where you could be, you know, pre-diabetic or diabetic. And so the reason that I'm saying this is because we have to address, especially when it comes to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, those things, again, that limit it. I did not say change it. You see, awareness destroys the yoke. Action comes from the awareness, but you got to start. See, when I talked about the three steps, when I explained to the young men last night of focus, discipline, and order, the Bible says, or the Bible calls it faith, hope, and love. I call it a philosopher, an initiate, and a master. If you're not a philosopher, what is a philosopher? A philosopher is a person who is engaged in the process of unlearning, not learning. That's my definition. Now, you won't find that definition nowhere. You go to dictionary.com, and in the dictionary, it says a philosopher is a person that's engaged in a process of learning. Whatever, as I found out, is that you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. So I found out, or at least this is what I did, I engaged in a process. I saw certain things as a child growing up. I saw my grandmother do certain things on both sides of the family. Certain things was good, certain things wasn't. I saw my mom engage in certain things, you know, certain things was good and certain things wasn't. So I grew up, you know, I was a little rough around the edges as a kid, and I questioned authority, and I started to question the nature of my reality. I started to question God, and I started asking, okay, if God says that he's not giving me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, why the hell is everybody in the church scared to go talk to Satanists? I was concerned. I didn't understand. So I was like, when I grew up, I was like, I ain't scared. Where's them Satanists at? So I wouldn't talk to them. And then guess what I found out? Them suckers ain't got no power over me. Why? What you expect is what you experience. Now, if you expect, now in all the, like me and my sister was talking about, in all the movies, the spiritual guy, like the movie, what was it called? Priest? Or Right? Tony, what's old boy's name? Hopkins played the priest. And in the end, the priest gets his ass whooped. The demon and the devil smoked him. Now, in all of the movies, the man of God, he gets spanked. Now, in real life, I've not seen that. So in the movies, they want me to believe, they want me to engage in double think. Now, there may be some people out there who think they got a relationship with the big G, but they got a relationship with one of the alter egos, or one of the little G's, one of the imposters. So, again, it goes, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? That could be the case. But all I know is I got the biggest gun in the fight. I got the biggest God in the universe. So you mean to tell me that your God can't take off you what the devil puts on you? Is that what you're telling me? That's double think. Double think is when you engage in a process of saying you have a God or a deity that is all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present. But there is a power that's more powerful than him. That's double think. That's the lie that this harmonious arrangement wants you to think. So you walk in fear, and your expectations is way down here. See, when I walk into the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I don't know about you. I don't. I wish the Negro would mentality. So when I go to the store, I wish some fool would follow me around and accuse me of shoplifting. I go around, I'm hoping that somebody, when I drive a car, when the cop pulls up and behind me, I hope he pulls me over. I'm not like, oh, please don't pull me over. I don't get nervous when a cop gets behind me. I wish he would, and he walks to my door and say, man, what the hell you pulled me over? He better come up with something good. So I wish a Negro would mentality, because I got the biggest gun in the fight. So I don't walk around no pole creator. I ain't scarred. That's double think. Double think means now it is impossible to read the Bible that I read and be scarred. But yet I go to church and they fighting the devil. they battling and they singing songs, I'm going to put the devil under my feet. There is no devil, at least not in my world, because he's scared. Because just like when Jesus, they said they saw Jesus afar off, and they said, why have you come to torment us before our time? They said, like, dude, is you early. Can go away. They were scared of him. He wasn't scared of them. So, again, the question is, why aren't you wealthy? Why aren't you healthy? Why aren't you wise? And why are you not in a toe-curling relationship right now? Double think. Because you really, really, really don't expect. You really don't believe what God says. Because if you did. Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I've never said nor claimed to be the brightest bulb in the pack. But all I know is I'm an angry little dude. Why am I angry? I'm angry because I brought the lie 50-plus years. If I had a 2x4, I'd hit my own self in the head. I am an angry dude. So what you are sensing in my voice when I do these shows, and y'all tune in and you have to tune out because you say, damn, Brother Will, why I'm too tight? Now, Brother Rome sent me this video of this dude. I never heard of this dude. Dude named Gerald, what was his name? Pena. Yeah, Gerald Pena. Now, I never heard of this dude. I can't really say I like this dude. Dude, man, he dropped F-bombs. He called people snowflakes. He called people punks and the P-word. And I mean, the dude comes hard. Not Gerald. His name was Dan Pena, D-A-N-P-E-N-A. Now, the dude is hardcore. Now, they called him the 500 million, no, 500 billion. Supposedly, he's worth $500 billion. Now, when you listen to this dude, everything he's saying is true. Now, everything that this dude is saying, I've heard before, which is, if you want to make money, if money, now, there's more things, which he says also, there's more things in life than just money. However, you need money to do those things in life. I've never seen anybody build anything of any value with just love. So, as he says, as I know, if love was the solution, there would be no problems on earth. But it takes money to implement love. Love can implement money, but money can implement love. So what does that mean? That's a form of double speak and double think. Now, let's break this down. The way that the brain works, it's just a processor. So the brain is not the issue. So, okay, we don't have to worry about the brain. Because all the brain does is carry out what is sent to it by the heart. But as this guy says, and as I've been saying, he says that every million that he's met. Now, this guy's worth $500 billion with the B dollars, $500 billion. And he said the first thing, the most important thing that he says was focus or clarity. Now, I've been saying that for everybody that's in the life management system. A lot of stuff that this guy says, he just says it, but he says it harder. He says it more disrespectful. He says it with a lot of righteous indignation. Now, if I wasn't a six, I would be like that guy. But God designed me with something called compassion. So, therefore, I can't look you in the eye and call you the P word, talk about your mama and your daddy. I can't tell you that the best thing that you could do is go outside and blow your brains out. These are all of the words that this guy says. I mean, he just tells you, you know, you go kill yourself. Like my little stepson on his playing video games with his friends, you know, he tells his friends when he's mad at them, man, go play in traffic. Why don't you go play in traffic? And I always laugh because, you know, if you go play in traffic, basically what he's saying is, you know, punch your ticket in your life. Because that means your life has no value. That's what this guy says. Now, I would never say that. That's kind of harsh. But this guy says that. He says that you should end your life because your life is worthless. He calls people worthless pieces of ink, and people pay him. I think his entry-level course, minimum. Dudes live in a castle in Scotland. Never heard of the dude until Brother Rome sent me the video. Now, why am I saying that? So this guy figured out something that I'm hoping you figure out today, that I figured out. As a philosopher, you study. You're a metaphysician. That's great. But if you're just a philosopher, your dog don't hunt. That's what this guy says. Now, a philosopher engages in the process of learning. Then you become an initiate. That means that an initiate is somebody who is engaged in the process of initiating what he's learned. That means he wants to start the process of initiating it. Now, the word ignition has the word, you know, you go in and then you ignite. That means you set it on fire. You start it to burn. You create heat. That's what I call emotional charge. Remember, my three-step process, which is basically focus, discipline, and order, is broken down and frequently repeated. Now, remember, religion is not true. It's just frequently repeated. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I don't want to be the bearer of good news. But let me tell you, religion is not truth. It's just frequently repeated. So the brain doesn't give a beep of what you frequently tell it. If you frequently say something to yourself, it is going to create an emotional charge, excitement, anger, or happiness. That emotional charge is going to create a paradigm, a parable, a pattern, or program, or power. That's three steps: focus, discipline, and order. Faith, hope, love. Father, mother, son. Everybody is engaged in the process of philosopher, initiate, master. So I am a master teacher. I'm not just a teacher. Where did I get my mastery from? I initiated myself into my own secret society. I didn't join nobody else's. I created my own. Now, I got five children. They did the same thing. I told my daughter, she said, Dad, they won't let me dance. I went to practice. They said, I'm thick. I said, Sade, you can't join their system. The dominant culture, they don't want you. They say, you thickums. The girl was eating crackers and drinking water. Weighed 120 pounds or whatever. She's still too big for their system. Bump them. Create your own. That's what I did. That's basically what this guy says. But the problem is there's something in your brain that says, you're going to fail. You can't do that. So we got to get past that. How do we get past that? You're a philosopher. You are engaged in the process of unlearning. How do you do that? You examine something. And if it doesn't work, you ditch it. Well, what if it's a tradition, Brother Will? Been in my family for freaking six generations. Everybody in my family, they cut the ends off the ham every Thanksgiving before they bake it. Now, y'all have heard this story before. And the lady asked the grandmother who asked the grandmother who asked the grandmother. Finally, they go back further enough in history, and they find out that the reason that they cut the ham, they cut the ends off of both ham, is because back in 1700s or 1600s, the pot they had was too small for the ham. I'm pausing for a moment. So you mean to tell me you're doing something that is not reasonable and logical? Yes, that's called doublespeak. Because nobody examined the nature of the reality. So you got a religion. Have you examined that original religion personally? Or did you take the Reverend Dr. Bishop's word? I did, as I talked about before. The word aletheia in the Greek, that gives us the English word truth. Aletheia is the name of Zeus's daughter. Where we get the name Jesus or Jesus? Well, aletheia, truth, if you do not have the love of Zeus's daughter, you get a strong delusion. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you stop all everything the Bible says and you throw it out? You don't do that. That's what the devil says. You got to go through. Okay, what's the next thing, Dr. Will? What's the next thing, Brother Will? Let's break it down. Okay. Where did the name Jesus come from? Well, if you go to dictionary.com, not dictionary.com, or your Bible Gateway, you look it up, it says I-E-O-U-S, Greek. Now, the Greeks, there was no Europeans until Ptolemy, P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. He was the first Greek European that took over Egypt or became a pharaoh. Then he changed everything to the Greek narrative. So that's why you got a Greek Bible or a Greek manuscript. But let's not get it twisted. There was no Greeks. Jesus wasn't Greek. Now, you can stop with the name I-E-O-U-S, Iesus, or whatever it's called. Or you can click on the next word in my Bible, and it says Hebrew, and it brings up Yahushua or Yahushua. And then you can click on that word, and it was going to bring up Ayah. You click on that word, it's going to bring up Ayah, and then it's going to keep going until you go all the way down, seven layers deep. And then you will find the real thing. And guess what? It's not the same meaning as the fake thing. The first thing. What does that mean? So the first definition of the word that everybody used is different from the real definition based upon historical history. That's etymology. That's called double think. That means that I'm going to give you one word that means two opposing things, so that way you're mind-effed. So you're going around and you wonder why your dog don't hunt? Because you got two dogs. Except one of them is a cat. And they fighting. And you wonder why. I don't know. I'm praying, oh, God, please help me. And look at the definition of the word God. It means deities, plural, little d. That's you, boo-boo. Anybody that can engage in the process of what I'm doing right now, according to the New Testament, every time the word God is used, you're going to see the word theos, T-H-E-O-S. Look it up. Don't believe me. It ain't talking about the big G. It's talking about all of these little G's. So if you don't know that, you're going to engage in the process of thinking that it's talking about the big G when it's thinking what it's actually talking about you. We was talking about everybody believe that God is in charge, right? Everybody said, my brother, God's in charge. Nothing happens, really. So that, you know, everything that's going on, all the murder, the mayhem, God's doing all of that? You got something called free will on this planet. It's limited to this planet. You got free will. Free will. That means God gives you something called liberty. So you are the little G on this planet. So if you go out and kill somebody, don't come tell me that, Brother Will, God told me to do it, brother. That's a lie from the pit. God didn't tell you to do that. You did that on your own, boo-boo. Something called the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world, those three things that it talks about, one of those was activated, and that animated your body. So don't put that on the big G, because the big G is omnibenevolent. Omni means all. Benevolent means good. So double think is what? The opposite of that. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Let's go back to the beginning of time. According to the biblical narrative, my anointed brother, my beautiful sister, that was this guy named Adam. That really means A-T-O-M. Now, Adam was one. But Adam engaged in a process called mitosis, where he split and became two. That's called Eve. Now, the one became two. Instead of the two becoming one. That's the beginning of double think. So you got one tree and you got two fruits. Now, I don't know if you can find that in biology. I've been looking, and nobody has sent me a picture yet. So I know there's a tree out there that got apples and oranges on it somewhere. Because in the garden there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil on the same tree. That's double think. That's double speak. So from the beginning, your dog don't hunt. So you started off in error. Now, I'm not saying you, because you didn't write the Bible or any of the things, and you've never questioned it. So you never engaged in the first step to becoming wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a clink, toe-curling relationship. So now my toes are curled. Me and my wife, we used to bump heads all the time. Why? Everything she believed is where I came from. And I knew, because I'm a lot older than my wife. So everything that she believed, I'd already done. So I already knew that if you raise your children this way, it's going to be that. Why? Because I got five already. Hers are babies, mine are grown. So I already know. I can see if you make that turn doing 60, you're going to crash. Because I already crashed. But she don't believe me. That's okay, so what do? You get out the way, and you let them have their experience. It didn't say you got to stop loving them. You let them crash and burn the way you crashed and burned. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, people tried to tell me the same thing I'm telling people today, and guess what? Now, that dude, Gerald Pena, you know what he called it? He called it a snowflake. And he called you a, you know, P-U-S-S-Y. And he called you a B-I-T-C-H, and he come hard. Now, see, I could do all of that too, but yeah, I just probably alienate people. I don't know if anybody would still tune in. But basically, what he's saying is 100% true. Because why are we engaged? Why do we continue? Why do we listen to paradigms that don't hunt? They don't work. It's been proven that it doesn't work. I know a lot of people. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, man, but in the black church, most of worship leaders are gay and overweight. Can somebody please explain to me why? I mean, I know why, but I wonder if you know why. Have you ever questioned the frame? You're looking at the picture. The guy can play. He can sing. He's 450 pounds. Now, I had a cousin that I worked with, and he's not here on the planet no more. God, you know, God took him home. That's what we tell ourselves. But did God take him home? I don't think so. He left early because he didn't stop double think. You cannot eat after church every Sunday like you will never eat again and then go home and sleep and then get back up and then go back to the evening service and then go home and eat and then go to sleep and put on all that weight and then wonder why you can't walk up a flight of stairs. But you believe, and there are scriptures in the Bible that you teach and sing about, that God is a healer. God is a provider. He's, you know, a Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, all of these attributes and characteristics of God that you say you worship, but yet you are living a life that's the total opposite of the things that you speak. That's because you got a double think. That means you got two opposing belief systems in the same brain at the same time, and you believe both of them. That dog will not hunt. That's the problem. See, until you make money, mastery don't mean shizness. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means money is currency. Money only flows to a single standing column of waveform energy. Money is repelled by double-mindedness. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that a double-minded man will not receive nothing. Now, how do I know this? I did not read it. I used to have too many minds. I didn't have double. I had like triple. I had, I don't know, what's the word for like, I was like Legion. My name is Legion, for we are many. I had many think, so therefore I had many speak. Depending on what day of the week you catch me, yeah, I might be saying this. Tomorrow I might be saying something totally different. So what am I saying? All I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, you got to be a philosopher. What is a philosopher? A philosopher is a person that is engaged in a process of unlearning, not learning. What does a philosopher do? A philosopher examines the frame, not the picture. A philosopher looks at the frame. He looks at the box of religion. He doesn't look at individual religions. He look at what is religion? The word religion. It means rely on. The word rely on, it means that you are relying on something outside of the self. That's the problem. The kingdom of God is within the self. It's not outside the self. So if you are relying on something outside of you, that thing outside of you, now remember the Gospel of Thomas says, whatever you look at, that is going to precede you into heaven. That's why I love the Gospel of Thomas. That's why they took it out of the Bible. If you haven't read the Gospel of Thomas, it says that if you find the truth, you will be astonished. And that means your cookies is going to be blown. Now, that happened to me when I left the church. I know very few people who are in the church who have not been astonished. That means shocked. That means curled up in a fetal position saying, this cannot be true. If that hasn't happened to you yet, keep living. That's all I'm going to say. Now, it already happened to me. I found the truth. I was like, damn, hell no, that can't be true. I cannot be that. No, everybody. Now the Bible says broad is the road that leads to destruction. Now, go to Google and type in what is the largest religion on earth. It's gonna pop up something called Christianity. So if you're a Christian, no disrespect. Based upon your Christianity that's in your Bible, you on the wrong road, boo boo. I'm just saying. You might want to look at the frame. Now, I already know the frame. Just go to Google and type in Vespasian. Now, we already did the show. We talked about this already, so I don't want to bore you by repeating all the holes. It's just too many to talk about. There's a plethora of flaws in this thing that we call rely on religion. Okay, Brother Will, that's great, homie. So I'm a philosopher. I'm going to examine the frame, bump the picture. Thank you, brother. First base. You at least you're on first base. Now, after you finish, according to Hebrews 6:1, now you're going to be there for a while. It's okay. You got a lot to examine. You got a lot of frames to look at. Look at the frame of wealth. They told me, dude, go to school. Get a degree. If you don't get a degree, you're going to suck. Your life is going to be rough for you, boo-boo. They say, get a house, picket fence, you know, have 1.5 kids, you know, two-car garage, you know, the American dream. And guess what? It's a dream. Dreams never come true. That's what the Bible says. The sluggard dreams, and he has nothing. So I stopped dreaming. Bump that. I start doing. See, I used to be a dreamer. I used to sit around and plan all day, philosophize, talk about metaphysical shizness, but I couldn't pay my bills on time. Treated my wife like trash, punched my children in the chest when they looked at me. That used to be me. All zeal, no knowledge. So do I got some disdain? Dude, you don't want to, I don't know. I've seen that dude. Brother Rome shouldn't have sent me that video. I'm going to start talking to folks like Dan Pena. That dude, I thought I didn't have no filter. That dude is touched. If you have not seen, I've already sent the video to a few people. That dude, Dan Pena, again, go to YouTube and just watch some of his videos. So, Brother Rome, if you're listening, bro, thank you for sending me the video. Wow, that just gave me more righteous indignation. That means I can act stupider, more stupider. That means I can talk more crazy. Because, hey, look at that dude. I ain't never called nobody no P-U-S-S-Y in public. Maybe in private, but not in public. I never looked you in the eye and called you. I never told anybody to go get a gun and shoot themselves. I've never said that. Never. Nor will I. So I'm good. So now I'm going to tell you guys the truth. So no more coddling, no more playing church, no more double think, no more holding two contradictory belief systems simultaneously and accepting both of them to be true. Why the are we doing it? And I know what you're thinking, Brother Will, I don't do that, brother. Really? So you got $100 million in the bank? I don't got $100 million in the bank. That means I'm suffering from double think. Now, that's just minimum. This dude has $500 billion. Not that money is the goal, but money is the result of having one brain. Money is the result of having one goal. Money is the result of doing what I've been saying for 25 years, focus. Money is the result of having laser focus on one freaking thing, your damn purpose. That's money. Money is current cheese, brother. Money is current cheese, sister. And we don't have it. It ain't in the church. I've been to a plethora of churches. Plethora, that means many. And ain't no money in the church. Money is repelled by stupid. Money runs away from people that got too many minds. The Bible, the one that you like so much, it says that. It says a double-minded man, what they going to get? Let's look it up. The Bible says that a double-minded, it's in the book of James, chapter 1. James 1, I used to know this one by heart. Is it 7, 8? 8, yeah, James 1, 8. Ooh, I was close. So in the book of James, inside of the Helios Biblia. Now, I like the Bible. Y'all know. I was raised on the Bible. Everybody knows that. Most of us were. However, there is some serious double think in the Bible. Serious. I didn't put it there. Jesus himself says, woe in the book of Jeremiah, where it talks about that we have inherited lies from our fathers. That's what the Bible says. I'm not making it up, brothers and sisters. It's actually in your book. Jesus, God, the Bible, tells you that something happened to you. It also says that you are of your father, the devil. Now, I didn't say your daddy was the devil. The Bible says it. Now, the Bible says that we have inherited. It didn't say that we inherited truth. It says that you have inherited lies. Why would God say that? I don't understand, Father. I'm. Could you help me out, God? I don't know. So Jeremiah, we gotta read that one too. I was trying not to read no scriptures today. People tell me, Brother Will, I like your stuff, dog, but you're too many damn scriptures. Hey, I was raised on the scriptures. They say them old folks say them scriptures. So Jeremiah 16:19 says, Jeremiah 16:19. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and surely, and they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things wherein there is no profit. You wonder why you ain't got no profit? Check the narrative. Check the frame. So that's what I did. I'm a philosopher. I check frames. That's all I do every day. Every day I wake up, I question the nature of my reality. Every day. Every day, that's all I do. 24/7, 365. You come to me and you tell me, Brother Will, the sky is blue. Really? Who told you the sky was blue? I looked up and saw it. Okay, do you believe what you see? Yeah. How do you know somebody didn't spray no chemtrails up there to make it look blue? Did you do any research? Do you know anybody that has any kind of insight into? Now, I know that my voice changes my genes because I know people that are biochemistry. I've read Dr. Bruce Lipton's book on epigenetics. So when you come to me and you tell me, well, Brother Will, cancer's in my family, brother, so I've accepted the fact that I'm going to, you just made the biggest mistake in your life, because what you expect is what you experience. So you mean to tell me, I went to church, I was raised in the church, but I didn't read about going to church. They drug my dog behind me and my brothers and sisters. Now, I'm going to do a show where I bring all my brothers and sisters on here, and I'm going to let you hear from them. Y'all heard me talk about it, and y'all say, well, Brother Will, probably it wasn't that bad. Now, I'm going to interview my sister Linda. I'm gonna have, and Brenda had them bring it on. And they can talk about how Sister X used to slap me and Linda. We used to get slapped in the mouth all the time. See, Brenda and Glenn, they were smart. They kept their mouth closed. Me and Linda, you know, we talked trash, and we looked that upside the head because we knew that she was cuckoo. And so we got the short end of the stick. So I ain't making this up. This is like real life. So the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So double think, you go to church and you believe God is a healer and you sick. You go to church and you believe that you serve the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Those words came out of your mouth. You read my mission statement in 2 John 1, 2. That's in my, it's in my freaking blueprint that I wrote 20 years ago. Brother, it says right there in the Bible, I wish above all things that you prosper, one, being health, two, even as your soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, prospers. It is in the Bible. So I don't have to ask, oh, Father, what is your will? He already told me. So I don't know why Negroes would walk around praying, asking God what is his will. He said, my will is that I wish that none should perish and that all would come into the knowledge of the truth. That's it. That's his will. So I don't have to look for it. I already know. Okay, Jesus said, the things I have done, you shall do. So how come y'all ain't doing them? Okay, let me back up. Brother Will, how come you ain't doing it, brother? Because I got double think in my head. I got to get rid of it. So a philosopher analyzes the frame, not the picture. And when I analyze the frame, the frame was whack. In the areas of wealth, everything I was taught was a lie. In the areas of health, everything that I was taught was a lie. In the area of wisdom, everything I thought taught was a double lie. In the area of relationships, shit, I wasn't even taught nothing. I never saw a functional relationship. All the relationships I saw growing up was right. So my entire construct was flawed from jump. And I wonder why I don't have no wealth, no health, no wisdom, and no relationships. You're in the same position, or at least you were. Now, you may be in a different degree of ignorance than I was, but you on earth? Earth is a prison. You cannot be on earth unless you are fallen light. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type in electromagnetic spectrum. Look at the light. It hits the prison and it falls and produces seven rainbow, seven colors. That's you. You fit into one of those colors. Notice the light falls. It bends. It is, you are a bent light being. That's called a fallen angel, contrary to popular belief. Now, I know that's probably tough, rough on your theology, so let's go to stage two. First of all, to get out of double think. Now, we already know what it is. Okay, y'all forgot already? Okay, let me give you the definition again. Double think, double speak. Double think and double speak means that the power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one brain simultaneously and accepting both alternate currents as being true is the kiss of death. The Bible says a double-minded man, that's called polarity, by the way. Now, the law of polarity is one of the seven universal laws. Now, if you do not usurp the universal law with a higher law, now, everybody I know, they teach the seven Semitic laws of Thoth. That is Dehudi, which means green one, which means Ra, which means Egyptian god. It ain't the god, it's a god. So you got everything that you got came from Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. Now put you in it, T-H-O-U-T-H. It's close to, it's phonetically the same as the English word thought. So thought is code for thought. So where is God? You are God, boo-boo. Now, you should be saying blasphemy, Brother Will. You're going to die and go to hell. Well, thankfully, I read the scriptures. Did you read Psalms 82:6? I'm just wondering. Now, see, me, I studied the word to show myself approved unto God, not men. I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. You think I'm going to get rid of, you think I'm going to give you 10 grand? I don't think so, boo-boo. I work too hard for my money. Ain't nothing come out of my mouth that I cannot prove biologically, that I cannot prove scripturally, and that I cannot prove with esoteric texts. Not hope, wish, dream, prove. The Bible says, do ye not know that ye are gods? Now, Jesus said the same thing. Psalms 82 said, now again, for my deep Bible thumpers who say, well, Brother Will, you know, brother, you know, Psalms 82:6 is Old Testament, brother. We're no longer under the law of the Old Testament, my brother. We are, we're New Testament, brother. Oh, okay, boo-boo, I got you too, homie. So John 10, is that not New Testament? Can anybody agree? Okay, that's the New Testament. John 10:34 says it's the craziest thing since sliced bread. It actually says the exact same thing as Psalms 82:6. And guess who said it? Jesus. So, hey, if Jesus said it, dog, come on, man. It's got to be gold, right? Jesus said, is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? Now, the verse before that, I like better than John 10:34. John 10:33 says, we are not stoning you for your good works. Oh, you're not? So I'm a master. And this is what people tell me all the time too. Brother Will, we're not stoning you for your good works. We know what you're, you got your life together, man. You got you some duckies. You got a couple of duckies. Okay, you know, health is pretty good. You know a little wisdom. You repaired your relationship. So, Brother Will, we don't got a problem because of that, Brother Will. You good. Now, they told Jesus the same thing. We're not stoning you for any good works, said the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you are a man, yet you declare yourself to be a god. So people don't have a problem with the fact that I am wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a total relationship. They're good. They got a problem with my message. It's not a double message. Now, people, they are okay with who I am being. But the message that allows me to be wealthy, be healthy, be wise, and be in a total relationship, that system called the Life Management System, okay, in that system, you tell people that in the Bible, in Hebrews 4:12, when it says the word of God, I've begged, asked, pleaded, I'm going to beg, ask, and plead again. Otherwise, I'm going to start talking to y'all like Dan Pena. I'm going to start cursing y'all out and talking about your mama. Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all know I ain't like that. I ain't wild like that. But it says in Hebrews, I looked it up, the word there for God is T-H-E-O-S, little g. That means deities, which means entities, which means thought patterns, which means you, boo-boo. Not your neighbor, not the rim, not the bishop, you. So the Bible says, as I've said on a plethora of shows, I got a book called You Are a Incarnation that uses a incantation to create incarceration. You are in a prison of your own words that came from your own mind. So let me ask you again, what do you expect? Do you expect God, let me rephrase that, do you expect to be wealthy? Oh, you don't. You think wealthy is for those other people? Wealthy is only for Caucasians, okay? It is done unto you as you believe. You don't have a money problem. You got an expectation problem. So you went to church like I did, and they said, you're a sinner, you're a low-down, dirty dog, you're a worthless piece of beep. And you internalize that, and so now you expect that. So guess what you manifested? Your experience is what you expect. See, I expect greatness, so guess what? I'm great. I expect wealth. So when I do my seminar on Dallas, what the hell you think I expect? You think I'm expecting to lose money? And I'm expecting to blow the roof off that mother. That's what I'm going to do. What do you expect, brother? What do you expect? Low expectations equals low experiences. So when I talk to my children, they come to me with this weak jelly back, well, Dad, you know, I just want to, you know, graduate and, you know, just want to come out. Hell no. That's from the pit of hell. We run things. We don't work for other people. Other people work for us. My children, they building freaking businesses, man. We ain't going to get no damn job. Not that anything's wrong with no job. Let's not get it twisted because everybody got a different calling. See, my mother prayed for me, brothers and sisters. I had a praying mother, praying grandmother. They laid the foundation for me. I ain't no peasant. I'm a priest. What are you? Double speak goes against who God has ordained and gifted you to be. You ain't no peasant. Somebody told you you was a peasant. So you got peasant tendencies. You need to get rid of that peasantism. God don't make junk. I can't find it in the scripture nowhere. All I said, I found, God said I'm a royal priest, so I'm going to carry myself as a priest. So when I walk into the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. He said, Brother Will, you should be afraid of them devils, dude. The devil's out there, brother. That's bad things in the world, brother. I don't give up. I got a bad God. He smokes devils for lunch. And you talking about you scared? Scared of what? Come on, man. You have the biggest gun in the fight. You just don't know it. We all have been robbed because we got this watered-down gospel. Now, the book is good. Don't get it twisted. It's better than nothing. But you might want to do what I've recommended. The power is in the meaning. Remember, the Bible is a symbol of a deeper substance. So you got the Bible. That's great. The Bible itself says letters kill. So you got a bunch of symbols. They call letters. Those are fetters. Those are chains. The Bible says that the Spirit gives. So I recommend that you walk in the Spirit because the Bible itself says you walk in the Spirit. You cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So don't come to me with no letters, homie. Come to me with some Spirit. What does the Spirit say? And how do you know the Spirit? It's in your gut. High intention equals high goodness or godliness or greatness. Eagles fly alone. They don't fly in a pack. You're an eagle. Why you think I got the Eagles Club? First company I started, incorporated, was called Eagles Club. Eagerly advancing godly living and economics, scripturally and scientifically. 20 years ago, they told me, Negro, you cannot combine science and scripture. Cannot be done. Sit down. 20 years later, I made $5,000 last month doing what Negroes told me you can't do. Getting ready to make $10,000 this month doing what people say you can't do. So what's – that's peanuts. this time next year, I should be doing at least 10 mil a month. That's what God has planned for you. Why are we fighting over crumbs? We're supposed to be sitting at the table. I am concerned at the mental disposition of most people. I am finding it very difficult to even engage in an intellectual conversation with most people. Because people are talking Jerry Springer stuff, loving hip-hop stuff. Now, if that's your level of consciousness, I understand. You got to start somewhere. We all got to start. That's where I started at. But I don't recommend you stay there, brother. I don't really recommend you stay there, sister. Double thinking means you got a thought in your head that is contrary to the vision in your heart. Let me say that again. You got a thought in your head that is contrary to God's vision in your heart. God always speaks to the heart, never the head. Get out your head, brother. Get out your head, sister, and get in your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the heart gets its instructions from the gut. Something in your gut is telling you, go left. But your heart, that's why you can't win it. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. According to heartmath.org, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So don't tell me what you think. Tell me what's in your heart. You are a philosopher that is engaged in the process of unlearning all the shizness that is holding you down. In order for you to fly higher, you got to let go. You ever seen sometimes take off the ground and it's carrying something? It's a little harder. It's harder for a plane to lift off the ground if it's overweight, carrying too much shizness. Drop the weight. Unlearn. You got all these rules and regulations that keep you inside of the box. That's why you can't fly. A philosopher is engaged in the process of unlearning. An initiate is engaged in the process of relearning and rewriting a new script. A master is a practitioner of the new skill, the new script, which is the original script. So an initiate is engaged in the process of getting rid of the old wine because he knows you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. A philosopher understands that dog does not hunt. An initiate, he initiates himself into his own secret society. He don't join somebody else's. There's a lot of people who got a lot of secret societies out there. They want you to come and join and pledge allegiance to the United Snakes. Or they want you to join and become a Freemason. Or they want you to join Skull and Crossbones. Or they want you to join some Greek. Why do they have Greek fraternities and black colleges? Can one of y'all please explain that to me? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Why Negroes got Greek brands? Why would you do that? I'm confused about that issue. Why? Why would you be an initiate in a Greek? Negro, you ain't Greek. I mean, laugh, I check. So why would you do that? Oh, okay, double think. You got two opposing belief systems in the brain at the same time. You got to get rid of one of them. So which one do we keep, Brother Will? Well, thankfully, you don't go find your design. It found you. God has given you, past tense, everything that you need for life and godliness. It's inside of you. It's operating as you. It's just waiting for you to get out the way. It's waiting for you to unlearn you. That means your ego. When your ego dies, then that uncovers the true initiation process. That means that you fall in love with yourself. You cannot love what you do if you do not love who you be. Let me say it again. Somebody should write that down. See, the reason why people are not buying your products, your service, and your information, now this changed my life. Self-worth determines net worth. No self-worth, no net worth. Now, you can fake the funk for a while, but when you get to the guys that got the real money, they're going to see through you. They're going to know you don't believe in you. Now, you can look me in the eye and ask me about anything that I teach and preach. And I'm going to look you in the eye. And I'm telling you, I'm willing to die today. Because I've done my homework. I'm not no overnight success, brother. 50 years it took me to get here. You cannot love what you are doing until you love who you are being. Who are you being, brother? You're being fake. Therefore, your products are fake. Not you, you know, but people you know. Until you be in love with yourself. Now, it took me a long time. This last issue I had with myself, looking for someone else. I met this girl. She bought me a brand new car. She said that, hey, I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Man, I packed my shit and left my wife. I was out. My wife could tell you the story. We've already talked about it. Why? No self-worth. I was looking for value from somebody else. Somebody else, I needed that stroke. I needed that attaboy. I needed somebody to pat me on the head and say, good house, Negro. Because I had no worth, man. I had no value in myself. And I remember getting a call from my sister Linda. And all she said was, when are you going to stop taking care of everybody else? Start taking care of yourself. Get your own shit. That changed my life. And I'm going to tell you the same thing my sister told me. Get your own shit. It's great to help other people. It's great to serve and get somebody else's product. Join somebody else's dream, whatever. That's great. You see more value in other people's stuff than you do your own. So nothing is going to happen in your life until you stop to double think, until you stop thinking somebody else's product, service, information is better than yours because it ain't. It may be the same. It may be just as good, but it ain't better. See, I had a problem. I love other people more than I love myself. Because that's what I was taught. I saw that modeled in front of me. I saw my mom be a doormat for other people. So I figured, okay, if it was good for her, it was good for me. I watched my mom do shit for Mr. Dozier's and Mr. McCann and all these people in my hood. And I saw my grandmother. He would come over there with the freaking ducks, and my grandmother, he would come like, yes, sir, yes, sir. And then she would leave and say, we don't feel like picking it. How come she just didn't say no? So I come from a family of door matters. Now, we good people. We powerful people, but we didn't know our worth and my value. Now, my sisters, they figured it out long before I did. But I'm figuring it out, and I figured it out. You cannot and you will not have a dime until you shine, you, nobody else. Until you can see your worth in your value, you don't become, you are right now. I don't care what you've done wrong. My sister told me, and I'm going to tell you the same thing that she told me. You deserve to be happy. You're making everybody else happy, and you're miserable. Why are you running around kissing everybody else's butt? People should be kissing yours. You deserve to make yourself happy. Oh, I can buy stuff for other people. But I didn't have the worth and the value to buy nothing for myself. I'm still struggling. I'm still working on it. I ain't out the woods yet. When y'all see me get my first, you know, million, that's when you know, okay, yep, Brother Will got it. I'm working. I'm getting close. But I'm not there yet. Just why y'all think I'm doing a message? Remember, God gives a message to me. Then I just share it with you. God told me, Negro, stop the double. Speak. What did I say? But God, Reverend Dr. Bishop said, I don't give up what the Reverend Dr. Bishop said. What did I say? What does the Word of God say? Don't tell me what the dominant culture says. Don't tell me what freaking Donald Trump says. Don't tell me what freaking Creflo Dollar says. What does the Word say, brother? What does the Word say? God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He says that you are the apple of his eye. He says you can walk through the valley of shadow and death and you feel no evil. He says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He says that you are a royal priest, you are a holy nation, you are a joint heir, you've been justified, you've been glorified, you've been sanctified. Why the hell are you walking around like a poor critter? You ain't no poor critter. So I ain't no pole quitter no more. So I'm going to a new level, new devil. Where he at? I ain't running no more. Hell no. I'm looking for devils now. Devil ain't got to come looking for me. I'm looking for him. Jesus looked for and destroyed. Remember they tell Lazarus was dead 3 days. He got there and they said, dude, you too late. He told them, y'all get out. Why he put them out? Because they believed that he was dead. Do you know who you are? You're the child of the king. You are the child of the king, not your neighbor, not the guy with the fancy car, not the person with all the degrees. You, brother, you, sister, you are the child of the king. Carry yourself accordingly. Don't look up to no man. You don't look down to no man. You look across. And you look every man in the eye, and you look every demon in the eye, and every devil in the eye, and you tell them, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. And then you speak what thus says the word of God. That's what you speak. Don't come with no double talk. Come with the word. Speak the word. Expect the word. And then experience the word. That's the level I'm at. And I'm looking for people who want to be at that same level. So in Dallas, September 29th, the intention has already been set. The expectation has already been set. I ain't going to wait till the 29th and get there and then, okay, Father, I believe. No, hell no. Past tense, it's already done, homie. I'm just going to walk it out on the 29th. We're going to break the yoke. We're going to destroy everything that is contrary to the word of God is already done in the spirit. We're just waiting for it to manifest in the flesh. That's how you should live your life. Every day you wake up, you set your expectations for that day. Don't let no devil or no demon tell you, well, you know, brother, maybe tomorrow God done, you know, he's going to bless you, but just come back next Sunday. Bring that offering with you too. God's going to bless you next Sunday, brother. Hang on. Your blessing's coming. I don't think so. Give me my blessing today. I ain't waiting next Sunday. Every Sunday is the Sunday. Every day is the day for me. And every day should be the day for you. Brothers and sisters, let's disconnect. No more double speak. Hold one disposition in your brain. The question should be, what disposition do you hold in your brain? Well, John 10, we read 33, 34. Let's read John 10, 35 as we close. John 10, 35 says, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken. I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister. But John 10:33 says, they told Jesus, we're not stoning you because of your good works, said the Jews, but for blasphemy. What I'm telling you to say is blasphemy according to the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement. So when you set your intention and you walk into a room with that high vibration, you are going to vibrationally disrespect people. Your presence is going to piss people off. Y'all ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth would walk on a bus and people would get up and get pissed off at him and get off. Demons don't like to hang out with greatness. So I'm telling you now, if you put this disposition in your head, it's going to manifest in your hands. Demons ain't going to like that. They told Jesus, no, we ain't mad at you, boo-boo, because you're doing good things. We're mad at you because you're thinking high thoughts. You got an expectation of greatness. We don't like that. But we need you to lower your expectation. So you believe in God for what? Or you believe in God to repair your marriage? Oh, hell no, you need to have a bad marriage. Oh, you believe in God for $100 million? Okay, you can believe God for 100,000. 100 million? Hell no. And demons don't like that, brother. That's your highest possible good. Oh, you mean to tell me that when you 75, 85, 95, instead of you in a wheelchair, walk around with an oxygen tank, you're going to be running the flight of steps, you're going to go run the Boston Marathon at 95? That's your expectation? Oh, hell no, brother. That's too high. See, your greatness is making me look bad. I'm going to need you to lower that light. Just turn it off, homie. It's too bright. Don't come up in here with all that joy, all that love, all that enthusiasm. Don't be happy. Shit, I'm pissed off. I need you to be pissed off, too. That's what you better get ready for. Because when you vibrate in your highest possible good, when you become one with the Father, when you do what it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in a form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal. See, when you do that, devil don't like that, boo-boo. They said that we ain't mad at you because you do good works. We mad at you because you speaking and you thinking. You are declaring yourself to be God. And then in John 10:34, Jesus replied, is it not written in your law? Now, Jesus didn't even write it. He said, you wrote it. So he said, is it not written in your brain? I have said that you are God. See, your spirit knows. But your head is doubting. But your heart knows. Do you know that you got four chambers in your heart and the walls of your heart is the fifth element? And if you look at your heart, your physical heart right now, it makes the letters of the name of God. YHSWH. Yahshin Vahey. The four chambers represents the four letters. Yahshin. That's what everybody got. But everybody is missing the walls of the heart that's in the form of an S that represents shin, which in Greek means teeth. Put some teeth in your spine, homie. Put some teeth in your voice. When you speak as God because you're his representative on earth. You are the ambassador of Christ. That ambassador represents their country in a foreign land. That's you. So John 10:34 says, Jesus replied, is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? Verse 35, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, then the scriptures cannot be broken. Meaning, if God says you God, meaning you're his representative down chill. Can't nobody tell you that's not true. Can't nobody break. The word of God cannot return void. Now, you can leave or deny it, but it will never leave or deny you. Verse 36, then what about the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? How then can you accuse me of blasphemy for stating that I am the Son of God? Brothers and sisters, we're made in his image and likeness. We're his representatives on earth. We should carry ourselves according to one thought. We are omnibenevolent, always good, because God is omnibenevolent. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you get rid of the double thinking, the double thoughts, because you know in your gut and in your heart that you're destined for greatness. But you've heard, like me, you was raised in an environment. You're living in this harmonious arrangement. You got somebody saying, yeah, 100 million? Nah, you can't. That's out of your league. Oh, you want to be the president of ABC Incorporated? You can work here. We need a good janitor. Don't think about running something. Oh, you want to, start your own business? Nah, we ain't got no loans for you. Now, we can give you a loan to get, we'll let you get in debt. Student loans for $100,000, but we're not going to give you $100,000 to start a business. I give you $100,000 to make sure that you stay in debt, but I'm not going to give you $100,000 so that way you can start your own business or your own company. They'll loan you money, black man, to go to school, but they're not going to loan you no money to start your own business. Let me give you a newsflash. I did not borrow no money to go to school or start none of the 23 business that I started. From no traditional bank. You don't need to borrow no money. You are money. You can create it on demand. You're a walking, talking, breathing ATM machine. It is my prayer that you think the way God thinks, not the way man thinks. Think, set your expectations. Your expectations are too low. God can't even work. He can't vibrate that low. Raise it up. So you want 100,000? Believe God for 500,000. You want 500? Believe him for a million. You want a 3-bedroom? Believe him for 5 bedrooms. You want a Ford Mustang? Hey, believe him for a Mercedes. It is not about the stuff. It's about the thought. Your thoughts are too low. You're thinking like a peasant. You're not a peasant. You're a priest. Elevate your thinking, brother. Elevate your thinking, sister. Watch how God show up and show out. Elevate your thinking. And just all you got to do is just expect greatness and watch what happens. Expect it, brother. Expect it. That's all you got to do. Expect great things to happen. Guess what? Great things will. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ain't like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad. How I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate. Set it straight. I'm so great. Gotta set a date. Call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical. I'm the God. Call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy.